some of you may be thinking about producers in South Dakota and how many cattle were hit by the recent early season blizzard. Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said it's a terrible situation for those in that area.
They just weren't ready for this kind of snow this early in the season. Caught a lot of people off guard, and the biggest problem is you had a lot of guys that were getting ready to ship cattle, so you have folks that lost a good chunk of their calf crop, if not all of their calf crop, which we've heard from a couple of people. So they're not getting a payday this year. And that's what really concerns us. When you just look at this industry overall and the hits that continue to come at us, this is just another one in a long line that is just hurting our viability. So we've got some concerns about what these families are going to do here over the course of this next year.
And while some feel with USDA offices being closed due to the government shutdown, that is causing even more problems for these cattle producers. But Woodall said that's not true. As with no farm bill and a lack of a disaster program, there's no federal relief that's going to come for them in any timely manner.
If these government offices, if all these FSA offices out in the countryside were open, it still would not provide any relief to any of these producers who have been hit by this storm. The only way we're going to get relief, federal relief to these producers, is to pass a farm bill. Because all of the disaster programs that we've had in the past are authorized in the Farm Bill. They've all been expired now, going on almost 3 years. And until that Farm Bill is passed, there's going to be nothing to offer these producers out there. Even when the Farm Bill is finally passed, it's probably going to be sometime in spring or early summer before those payments would even be ready. So unfortunately, there's no federal relief that's going to come in a timely manner. That's why we are really doing everything we can to let people know about the Ranchers Recovery Fund that has been put in place. For more information on how you can help, you need to go to our website.
And that web address is simply beefusa.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.